Welcome to another episode of Not Just Book Club, where we share with you what we're currently reading, watching, and listening to in many types of media. Today, we're discussing The Linda Lindas and Asian American rapper Alan Z. Angela, so what have you been listening to lately?
So I've been listening to everything I can find by this band called The Linda Lindas. What we just played at the beginning was a song called Never Say Never, written by one of the members, Lucia. And they've been blowing up on the internet because they're known for their newest song called Racist Sexist Boy, which was inspired by a sinophobic experience that the youngest member, Mila, had due to coronavirus misconceptions. So I should lay a little groundwork to explain why I vibe with them so much. My whole life, I've been a good girl. I'm, to my core, a rules follower. You know those alignment charts where it's like a spectrum of are you lawful good or chaotic evil or some other combination like chaotic good or lawful evil? Well, there's no question. I always know on that chart that I'm always going to be lawful good because I'm so by the book. And this was reinforced just this week where my friend Jenny sent me the boba version of this chart. And depending on which boba drink you like, that's your type. So surprise, surprise, lawful good in the lawful good corner is fruit tea. I always get fruit teas. Point being, I am very much in the straight and narrow path. By the way, did you know that those alignment charts, I had to look this up. I was like, where did these come from? Because it's not like a Myers-Briggs personality test or anything. Those are actually what they use to categorize Dungeons and Dragons characters. So that's how they explain, is a Dungeons and Dragon character going to be like, you know, a rules follower or a rebel? And are they inherently good or evil? So that's our little trivia on where those charts come from. That's my baseline, but my whole life is like this really slow release of my inner rebel. As a kid, I only considered paths that were safe, low risk, logical. As I get older, everybody else kind of has a rebellious time in their teenage years. But for me, I only start experimenting with things like much later. Like I started dyeing my hair when I was in my 20s. And so that's why now I love having always some punky color in my hair, like blues, purples, pinks. Last year, I finally got into trying skateboarding because I love like the skater chick aesthetic, but I've never actually done anything about it until now. So back in high school, my favorite TV show was My So-Called Life. And one of the biggest takeaways I had from that show were two songs. One was Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes, and the other was I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. And they're both punk songs, and I just loved those songs to death. I like danced them so much in my bedroom. But both of those bands are just Caucasian guys. So even though I did like punk music, I wasn't exposed to punk women, let alone Asian Americans. So I really had like no role models. And also, I didn't see it as really a means of self-expression. I just thought it was like fun music to dance to. Fast forward 20 years, and I saw a few weeks ago, some friends shared this new band of young girls. And the video, when I started playing it, I was like, oh, this is cute. These like, you know, little middle school girls, you know, they look like good girls. And then they started playing the music and full out punk rockers. They had all of the rage and the best of the best of Riot Girl punk rock bands. They describe themselves as half Asian, half Latinx. Even though they look like how I looked when I was in middle school, they act and they just are so much cooler. They're like really empowered to fully embrace the punk rock culture and identity. And it's just so inspiring to see someone who looked like me and talked like me actually be that. I have to say, if I could do adolescence over again, I would want to be the Linda Lindas. I would want to be this group of girls rocking out, writing songs about whatever makes me mad or whatever I want to change, and using my voice instead of just parroting back whatever I've been taught. Have you seen their video?
So yes, I did watch the videos of their performance, and I definitely love their power and their ability to feel so comfortable in this medium that they're obviously very talented in. The power just like really comes through no matter whether or not a person listens typically to this genre of music. You can just feel so many feelings listening to them. And I think it's amazing, especially because they feel so comfortable with themselves at some of the most awkward stages of life, where especially girls are known for their self-esteem to take a nosedive and all sorts of things that are hard for kids. This is one of the hardest times in their life, and they are just leaning all in into this. And I love that about them.
I mean, this past year especially, we've seen how Asian Americans react to negative things, where usually they have learned that what's successful for an Asian American to express displeasure with a situation is to be very articulate and well thought out. And like, that's how Asian Americans are forced into this model minority myth of being well behaved and mild mannered and meek. I love how the Linda Lindas just totally break that stereotype and show us and model for us a different way to express our rage. Especially, a lot of us have been feeling anger about the things that we've seen of Asians being targeted, and we feel helpless when we see people that look like us, people that look like our families, getting attacked. And it feels even more helpless to know that non-Asians expect us to not react with anger and rage. But like, using art, pure art, to actually express your negative emotions, that is not often seen among Asian Americans. And I love what the Linda Lindas are doing for all of us. That was Missing You, written by Eloise, who, as you can tell, is the member of the band who's the most dialed into that punk rock scream voice. Just to make sure that I give people context of how brave they are. Right now, in 2021, their ages range from 10 to 16. They've been doing this for 2 years already. So that means they started when Mila was 8. If I had had that to see a potentiality of myself at that age, I feel like my formative years would have been totally different and more empowered. Super happy about the current new generation of kids. Let's see more of them and let's hear more of them. Now, for you, Annie, how about you?
So today I want to talk about this Asian American rapper, Alan Z. Citizen, though you may not believe. Why you look at us like we just immigrants? Everybody want a foreign, but nobody want to be a foreigner. Foreigner. Everybody want a foreign, but nobody want to be a foreigner. So first I want to thank Chinkerfly for this recommendation. I've always been more of a rap and hip hop type of gal. I grew up as a second generation Asian American in an upper middle class, primarily white and Asian neighborhood, which is totally not aligned to the origins of rap and hip hop. But rap and hip hop has always awakened and spoke to the part of me that likes to really go against the grain and break the box that people like to put me in. So I feel like I've always used rap and hip hop as part of that outlet for me. So when I say going against the grain and breaking the box, I don't mean things like engaging in gang activity, but doing my own version of that. whether it was cutting school so much during senior year that my parents actually got called in to verify that my forged notes of my dad's signature were actually legit, or going to the 18 and over club when most of my friends would never consider it. Rap and hip hop is not without its controversies, but at the end of the day, it really does take an immense amount of skill to be a talented rap and hip hop artist. And Alan's music is the first time I've heard rap that directly speaks to my actual experience, identity, and history on top of being in the form of rap. I've been listening to a whole bunch of his music recently. He weaves together hip-hop, R&B, and pop. He raps and sings. He even acts. So he's very much a multi-talented guy, and I really enjoy his music. It is really powerful. So some, not all, but some of his music is rooted very much in Asian American history, experiences, and identity. Growing up, he got bullied, and music when acting was really his way to escape and feel like he was someone else. But now he really uses his music and acting as his way to really fully embrace who he is rather than escape who he is. He also talks a lot about Asian Black solidarity. Before he was embraced by his own Asian community, he found belonging in the Black community. And that's actually where he learned to rap, and he was supported and encouraged to continue down this path. So he has a really strong connection to that community as well as Asian communities. So a lot of his music reflects all of this. I love that he's so honest and transparent about really what it means to be an Asian American, kind of like what the Linda Lindas, for example, are doing. They're expressing their experiences and their feelings through their music in a completely unfiltered way. And he's doing the same thing in the form of rap versus the Linda Lindas are doing it in the punk genre. He actually just released this album called Face Value, and he did it in collaboration with another Asian American rapper who's also really, really awesome, Jason Chu. All of his music has this very nice flow to it, and, you know, music in general, right? We all know music evokes emotion in the listener, and this does a lot of that. It's so powerful, and this Face Value album was specifically centered around Asian American history and experiences, and their feature song single on that, it's called Model Minority. It really hits on all the points about how this model minority concept came about and all of the faulty logic behind this myth and how it pits people of color against each other. It does it in such a beautiful, lyrical way. Every single word is so well thought out and masterfully put together.
I know that when I read the lyrics on his captions and Instagram reels, because I also can't listen that fast, so I need the captions. When I read those captions, I'm like, oh, I haven't heard of that, or like, I hadn't heard of that act. So he's definitely inspiring me to learn new things about Asian American history. So he's definitely done his homework, but he's also made it cool. I'm looking forward to learning a lot more from him. And the more all of us learn Asian American history that is not taught in schools, the more we can use these references to speak to each other in a more shorthand and like move forward in our understanding. You know, in recent years, understanding and recognition of model minority as a term has risen hugely. So we all have internalized that, understand what it means, and then can move forward in dismantling that. Part of that is being visible of Asian Americans in different ways in media and creative fields, and also just like different styles.
One of the things that I respect and admire about him is his perseverance and his grit fighting against all the pushback he's gotten as he's pursued this passion. This perfectly aligns to the advice that he gave on an interview where he said the advice that he would give to people is to listen to their own intuition before they listen to other people's opinions. And I think that's so spot on. That's one of the things I've actually been working a lot on myself, is being more in tune with my intuition and listening to myself more and trusting myself in a way that I haven't done the first part of my life. So I've been doing a lot of work around mindfulness of myself, my surroundings, and the interactions between the two. And having more mindfulness of my intuition means that I can then listen to my intuition and then act on my intuition. I would characterize myself as a pretty impatient person, so I find the use of a mindfulness app like Headspace to help guide me through basic meditations and mindfulness exercises, as well as working with a coach to help me through this. And my impatience with life in general has typically made me just blow through things. And now, though, I'm taking the time to really proactively pause throughout my days to observe my physical and emotional state and either just take note of it or not just take note of it, but determine if I need to act on it to make a change in that state. And while I'm super early on in my work here, I'm really optimistic about making more progress in this aspect of my personal growth. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not Just Book Club with Hearts in Taiwan. The music you hear in this episode is Never Say Never and Missing You by the Linda Lindas and Foreigner by Alan Z. Stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear Model Minority by Alan Z.
If you enjoyed this, consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It makes a big difference for us and will encourage us to make more.
You can follow and DM us on Instagram or Facebook at Hearts in Taiwan, or contact us through our website, heartsintaiwan.com. Come back next week for our next episode. Until then, follow your curiosity
and follow your heart.
Not a model, not a monolith, hey, not a pawn for your politics. Nah, learn from Gandhi and Dr. King. If the system don't bring peace, we must abolish it. Yeah. If you only